From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Stock markets were jittery again today, with investors worried that the economy is losing momentum. Major foreign exchanges experienced sell-offs following the sharp decline of more than 2% in U.S. markets yesterday. As NPR's John Itzde reports, Wall Street is responding to signs that the path to recovery remains a long, hard slog.
Mark Vittner, senior economist and managing director of Wells Fargo, says the market sell-off was a response to a tide of negative news in the past few days.
There's been a lot of disappointing economic data.
Lower than expected auto sales, for instance. Fewer new jobs in the private sector than expected. A slowdown in manufacturing growth and another slump in home prices. It's a reminder that the U.S. recovery is still anemic.
People are beginning to realize that there's no quick fix.
Couple that with a minefield created by the Greek debt crisis and the U.S. debt ceiling battle, and it makes for nervous investors, says Vittner.
I think a lot of people said, wow, I'm just not feeling as comfortable with as much money invested in the stock market, and we had a big sell-off.
After the biggest sell-off in a year yesterday, U.S. stocks bounced around today, and the Dow and S&P indexes ended slightly lower. But Vittner says he doesn't think the economy is likely to slide back into recession. Diane Swonk agrees. Swonk is chief economist and senior managing director at Mesirow Financial in Chicago. She says a number of the negative reports were just temporary speed bumps, particularly in autos and manufacturing, which were caused by the Japanese earthquake and tsunami. She says their effect on the markets, though, reveals how fragile confidence is and how difficult it is to recover from a financial crisis.
The financial crisis really left the economy hobbling. We're lucky to be growing after a financial crisis. You know, oftentimes economies contract or don't grow at all. That's the good news is that we are growing. The bad news is we're not growing enough to recoup the losses that we endured during the recession.
This financial crisis was rooted in the housing bubble, and that's a double problem, says Vittner, because a housing recovery usually leads the way out of recessions.
You don't have to talk to an economist to figure this out. This mountain of foreclosures that we're facing, they're not going to go away overnight. They're not going to go away in a year. We still haven't figured out what we're going to do with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. We know we're going to reform them, but until we do, I don't think that housing is going to get much momentum.
And without a recovery in housing, says Vittner, it's hard to get the kind of vigorous growth necessary to rapidly bring down unemployment, especially with so many low-skilled workers in the labor force who aren't qualified for jobs in other industries. Another challenge for the economy, says Swonk, is the completion of the Federal Reserve's quantitative easing and the end of federal stimulus programs for the states, which means more pink slips for public workers. Swonk says the problems created by the financial crisis are like those faced by a person who's had a massive coronary.
We had a massive heart attack in this country. We nearly died. Fiscal and monetary stimulus, the efforts the government did, got us into intensive care. We've now moved out of intensive care, but we're still in the hospital working on rehab. And rehab takes a long time.
That means years of slower growth and higher unemployment than we'd have coming out of a normal recession. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.